Well, the Western gray whale has just set a new record as the mammal with the longest known migration. That's according to a study out today in the academic journal Biology Letters. Researchers found a female Western gray whale swam a total of 13,988 miles from Russia to Mexico and back in 172 days. And that is migration that has brought up all kinds of questions, including about the animal's status as critically endangered. Bruce Mate led the study. He is director of the Marine Mammal Institute at Oregon State University. Bruce, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much.
And why was this finding so significant?
Well, a couple things. This is considered the most critically endangered large whale in the world, according to the IUCN Red Book. And people thought this animal probably migrated up and down the Asian coast, in which case we needed to find out where they went to breed and calve during the winter to provide some additional measures of protection there.
And if indeed this was the Western gray whale, because there are questions about whether it was a Western gray whale or an Eastern gray whale, which is not critically endangered. But if it was a Western gray whale, how would that be different from the whale's normal migration pattern?
Well, the whales that we have along the North American coast, we call that the Eastern North Pacific Ocean, travel north and south, going south in the winter to the lagoons of Baja to breed and calve, and then going back into higher latitudes for feeding. And so we sort of expected the same thing to be going on the Asian side. When this crossed over and came over to the North Pacific, that allowed us to understand that not only do the populations mix, but that that animal probably was born here in the eastern North Pacific.
Why is the eastern gray whale, by the way, doing so much better than the western gray whale?
Well, in part, it never got down to such low numbers as the Western population, which numbers only about 150 right now. Probably got down to around 2,000 animals around 1900. It's been totally protected by the League of Nations and then by the International Whaling Commission, so the better part of a century now. And we knew where it went so that we could provide those measures of protection in their habitats.
And why didn't we have that already?
Well, the population was thought to be extinct in the early 70s, and then when it was rediscovered, researchers started doing photo catalogs of them and watching the numbers build slowly at about 2 to 4% a year. And we just hadn't really had an opportunity. If you don't know where they go, it's hard to go to those places.
How confident are you that this one that you've tracked is a Western gray whale?
Well, that's a question of sample size, and I know that sounds kind of geeky as a scientist, but we've only got three whales that we've been able to track so far, and they've all come over to the eastern North Pacific. So it could be argued that the animals that we're tracking are merely the westernmost foraging group of the recovered eastern North Pacific stock. If there is a true western gray whale, information we've developed would suggest that there's a much lower population than previously thought, and it would be less than 150 animals and even more critically endangered.
What is next for you when it comes to following these gray whales? How do you go forward and try to figure out if indeed this is a Western gray whale or an Eastern gray whale?
Well, I think the telling factor is going to be to go back to Russia, tag some more animals, and find out whether they're consistently coming to the Eastern North Pacific. We think that a sample size of about 20 is going to be necessary to really determine that. So we'll have to go back and do some more work if people want to get that answer very specifically nailed down.
As a scientist, does it make sense to you why a mammal would want to travel such a long distance for a migration pattern? Why 13,988 miles?
Yeah, it is a very long distance. When you think about her having been away from her foraging ground for 5.5 months, it seems very extreme, but actually, that kind of migration, not necessarily that distance or time, is typical for most baleen whales, where they actually fast for the time period of their migration to their breeding area, during the time they're in the breeding and calving area, and their migration back to the foraging area. So we see that, for instance, with humpbacks moving from southeast Alaska to Hawaii and back to Alaska. They'll be gone 3 to sometimes 4 months. It's a way of life. And when you think about changes, the last mini ice age was just 11,000 years ago. And none of the habitat that was available today was available then for foraging. So these animals have been through numerous compressions of their foraging range and then re-expansion. And it must have been very difficult for them population-wise.
That's Bruce Mate, the director of the Marine Mammal Institute at Oregon State University. He led the study we've been talking about, and we'll link you to more about it at our website, hereandnow.org. Bruce, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.